Hi, this is a dictation for Eulalia Inge, E-U-L-A-L-I-N-G-E. Date of birth is 5/27/1971. Date of accident 3/20/2022. Date of service is 11/17/2022. I'm coming. The patient reports that she is suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder. The pains are around 7 to 8 and ADLs that are affected are 8. The patient reports some radiation of pain to the right upper arm only and the right lateral part of the thigh and the leg up to the ankle, which is described as ongoing pain shooting down all the time. The pain in the right shoulder and left shoulder is 7 to 8. And the pain are described to be constant in the lower back and neck to the tune of 8. And patient reports 50% improvement in her symptoms overall from the time of accident due to various therapies. In the ADL, patient reports sleep is affected 7. Rest of the ADLs are not affected more than 50%. In system review, neurology psych patient has a difficulty sleeping, fatigue, anxiety, depression, panic, and she denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, seizures, blackout, confusion, disorientation, vision problem, memory problem. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in both the shoulders, neck, and the lower back, and stiffness of the both shoulders and lower back stiffness. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issue. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, intense pain, free urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, throat breathing, chest and coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has no change, has improvement, 50% improvement in the pain level. In the last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine and Ultram. Substance abuse patient using alcohol for further pain relief. Compliance is the patient that reports full compliance of the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 145 over 96, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the physical examination came from previous visit of 10/24/2022, dictation number 1026-020, along with diagnosis, which are same as previous ones. The plan is to continue the treatment, especially the physical therapy, at once a week. The patient has been advised that her physical therapy should send an evaluation and recertification for further therapy, since the patient already has 6 months of therapy. And she can work on a leg duty, 8 hours, 6 days. No other disability is checked. Her legs have been reviewed, maps have been reviewed. The patient is provided with the following medication from in-house pharmacy, Mobic 15 milligram daily with the Flexeril 7.5 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX for stomach protection 20 milligram twice a day, Tylenol 4 number 30 for pain relief, Xanax 1 milligram twice a day for anxiety, and Paracet 1 or 2 every 6 hours a day for the headache that she has. And other than that, patient doesn't require any other treatment. Regarding her MRI, there was a herniated disc at C3-4, C5-6, bulging disc at C4-5. In addition, patient has a bulging disc at L4, L5, and herniated disc at L5-S1, leading to mild bilateral neural foramina narrowing and indenting the ventral thecal sac with severe edema, inflammation, and fissure. Patient has been advised about lumbar epidural steroid injection, but she is not interested in any injection treatment. Her family has blocked her this treatment. They believe it is dangerous. And hence, patient wants to try her regular treatment. Thank you.